Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. Rejection doesn't mean you aren't good enough. It means the other person failed to notice what you have to offer. Now, in sales, rejection is often part of the process. We hear no's all the time. Sometimes, we even build an incredible relationship with a prospect. We think we're going forward, then all of a sudden they start ghosting us. And we're left scratching our head thinking, what the actual... What did I do wrong? The reality is, when it comes to selling, we cannot control the decisions our prospects make. But we can control the buying experience we create. So this week, I've got one message. Might sound simple, but to some extent, it's actually quite complex. That message is, don't focus on the yes. Don't focus on the sale. Strip it back. And yep, Mindset Monday, it's all about focus on the mindset. And when I say strip it back, think about what is that experience that you want your buyer to have? What is the experience you want to create for them? Because ultimately, with everything going on right now, there's a lot of things that are happening in an environment for your buyer that could potentially, regardless what you do, stop them from making the decision to buy your service or product. Even when the business case to change is so compelling, your buyer just might have some conditions that are going to stop them from moving forward. Now, should we take that as feedback that we've done something wrong or we're not good at our craft? Now, one would argue, you know, yes, we possibly could have done something wrong. But ultimately, the rejection, it's just part of everything that we do. And we think about some of the most successful people in business, you know, the Howard Schultz from Starbucks, and how many times he got rejected until he was able to fulfill his dream. And I want you to go ahead after this and Google how many times Howard Schultz got rejected. He heard the word no. Or J.K. Rowling, how many times her manuscript got rejected until she got to that point of acceptance. Now, there's two parts to this. When we get rejected, we can stop and reflect and think, okay, what part of the message maybe didn't resonate? How can I go and learn what that no actually means? Because obviously, you know, at the end of the day, we want to actually take that feedback and improve what we do. But sometimes, as I said earlier, it's not about what we did. It's the condition. It's the environment our prospects are in that will prevent them from moving forward. And we shouldn't let a no or some form of rejection stop us from being the best we can be. Our journey to success is built on all these no's. It's built on people not calling us back. It's built on people not responding to our emails. It's built on people hanging up on us. It's built on people receiving our proposal and then ghosting us. That is what makes great sellers great. That is what separates the top 1% from everybody else, is our ability to embrace the no, embrace the rejection, and continue down the path of being the best we can be. And I repeat myself, it's not about ignoring the feedback. We all receive feedback. I received feedback on Friday night from a long-term client that I didn't want to receive. He told me something that I did wrong. Well, he perceived as I did wrong. And I took offense to it. I personally felt I hurt by that feedback. Those words hurt. But then after I went through that emotion of being hurt, I actually thought about it. I thought, okay, if that's the way he feels, maybe I need to alter what I'm doing to make sure that feedback is taken and I can improve as a result of it. And that's the growth mindset. That's the mindset of abundance. And so as we go into this week, I want you to consider the no's. I want you to consider the rejection and pile them, put them into two categories. Is it a no? Is that rejection a rejection about what I did? About the experience that I created? And if it's not, then that's okay. I can't control that. I can't control the buyer. But if it's a no because of something that I did that I could improve on, how am I learning from that experience so that I can create a better experience for my buyer? Because ultimately, it's about us. It's about us becoming the best we can be. And our job is to help the buyer through the buying process. But as I said earlier, sometimes there's just not anything more we can do to get them to that point of decision. And I want to leave on this note, it's better hearing a no than not hearing anything at all. Because at least a no, we can find out why that no is being delivered to us. And we can try to work through that, either to help them through the process or to help us determine what we need to be doing differently next time. So if this message has resonated for you or anybody else that you know you think you could share with, please go ahead and share it, like and rate us. Because our quest is to help you be the very best you can be.